Good morning. Our question today is, what are some of the heterim for yichud? So yichud, we've said fundamentally, is a man and woman being secluded together. But in fact, it's more than that. A man cannot be secluded even with a number of women, and a woman cannot be secluded even with a number of men. And it's a long discussion in the poskim. How many men? How many women? What are the heterim? We're only going to give a thumbnail sketch of some of the halachas brought in Shulchan Aruch. Yichud could take weeks and weeks to learn. The topic is unbelievably complicated, and the details are numerous. So we're just going to give a high-level idea of some of the heterim, and obviously when issues come up, a shaila needs to be asked because of the complexity of these halachas. So we're just going to focus on four different potential heterim when it comes to the halachas of yichud. Some of this will be necessary for our discussions in the coming up days. So the Shulchan Aruch in Evin Ha'ezer Shimon Chaf Beis, that is where we have the discussion of the halachas of yichud, says as follows: Kol isha sha'aser li'isyach et ima. When we have a man and there's a woman that he is prohibited to have yichud with, im haisa ishto imo harezo mutar li'isyach et. If his wife was with him, then he is permitted to have yichud with that woman because his wife acts as a shomer. She is his guardian, she is his chaperone, and accordingly it's permitted. So in other words, one man, one woman, even if there's another woman, so man, one man and two women would be problematic, but with one of those two women is the man's wife, then that takes us out of the problem of yichud. There are other types of shomrim that will be effective as well. For example, if somebody has a son or daughter that is of the age that they can understand what is going on, and there's a concern by the father that they may report back to the mother what happened, and there was another woman there, obviously, then that would also be an effective shomer. So there's a long discussion in the poskim. Who is a proper shomer, who is not a proper shomer, the age requirement of that shomer, and these things indeed to come up. I remember when I used to work in Los Angeles, I used to have to go in to work on Sunday sometime, and I would take my daughter, 7, 8 years old, a precocious child, knew what was going on, and that was my shomer in case there would be another woman around. So that's heter number one, a proper shomer. Fundamentally, one's wife, but it need not be one's wife only. The second heter starts with an iser. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: V'chein lo yischiach et ish echad afilu im nashim harbe. So one man cannot even have yichud with multiple women, many women. That's still a problem of yichud, and the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch limits that somewhat. And he says as follows: Deish omrim deisha achas misyachedes im shnei anashim ksheirim. He says that as there's an opinion that says that a woman, isha achas, one woman can have yichud with two men who are ksherim. They're shomrei Torah mitzvahs. They're careful about the halachas of yichud. So this is, if we have two ksherim, two men are ksherim, this is really the same concept here of a shomer, that one person who is a shomer Torah mitzvahs, who's careful about the halachas of negiyah and yichud. There are different explanations in the poskim. What does it mean? Somebody who's kosher, but we'll just go with what we said just now. Each one is shomer on the other, so it takes them out of yichud if there is a woman around. And it says, if that is in the city, imchu bayir, in other words, they're in a place that of civilization, they're in the city. It's not that they're in the middle of nowhere, out in the fields where no one else is around, because there the risk is if one of them has to go to the bathroom for a little while, then he's leaving the other man alone with the woman. So there's a problem of yichud. So if they're in the city, generally people around, to avoid the yichud problem, we just need two people who are ksherim. The Rama, in fact, says, ustam anashim ksherim. From Jews, there's a frums, they're observant Jews, the pshuto, they are considered a ksher, they are considered kosher and can act as a shomer for somebody else. Now, the Ramah does continue that if they're out in the field or at night, even if they're in the city, but at night, not a lot of people around, then two ksherim, two from men, are not enough to be matir yichud with that woman, but rather we require three men who are ksherim. So three men ksherim to be matir that yichud. There is a tremendous amount of discussion in the poskim. How about if you have two women, or if you have three women, or four women, or five men, or they're Jewish or not Jewish, etc., etc., etc.? There are numerous permutations and shilas that come up. So on a high level, heter number one was we have a shomer, one's wife, for example. Number two is we have two men who are ksherim, if that is in the city during the day. But if it's in the city at night or outside of the city, then we need more than two, three ksherim. And the next heter goes as follows. This is specifically for a woman. This does not work for a man. Isha Shebaala Be'ir. We have a woman, a married woman, her husband is in town. He's in the city. Ein choshesh in liyisyached ima. There's no chash of yichud. Why? Because the fear of the husband is upon her. So kipshuto, what that means is, if the husband is in town, they live in New York, and the husband's at work downtown, and the wife is at home, and the plumber wants to come in, the electrician wants to come in, kipshuto, there's no problem of yichud because there's a fear that the wife has from the husband. Now, truth be told, what does that mean? The poskim discussed in detail. Does that mean still that there has to be the possibility that the husband may come home and accordingly the wife is in fear? Maybe he's going to walk in any second. Or does that mean even if there's not a chance or almost no chance he's going to come home, but simply the fact a woman knows that her husband is in town, he's in the same city as she is, that would be sufficient to dissuade her from doing anything with a man who may be together with her. So that is a discussion in the poskim, and it's a big machlokus in the poskim. But obviously it's wise, whenever practicable, to be machmir on this. So it should be that the husband has the possibility of walking in. In theory, he could walk in. That is when we have the heter. But again, this is a machlokas in the poskim. And whenever a shayla comes up, please ask. And the last of the heterim, very, very relevant one, is the Shulchan Aruch says it's based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, Ubayah Shepischo Pasuach Lirshus Harabim. Literally, if we have a door that is open to a Rishus Harabim, there is not Echshash of Yichud. What does that mean? So it apparently, Kipshuto has two requirements. The door literally has to be open. And number two, it has to be open to a public thoroughfare that people are frequenting, walking by. Now, there are various views on what is this heter, Pesach Pasuach Lishus Harabim. Does the door literally have to be open, or can it be closed as long as it's not locked? But what if it's locked, but multiple people have key access to that door? Is that sufficient? So that is a what is the Pesach Pasuach? Does it literally have to be open? Can it be closed? Can it be still locked? And what does that mean, the Rishus Harabim, that people have access? Does that mean that 600,000 people have the ability to walk in? Does it mean one person, three people? So this, again, is discussed exhaustively in the poskim. And whenever a shaila comes up, please ask. Have a wonderful day.